when relationships and organizations have the collection habit. What happens when everyone involved on a team, in a marriage, in a department, on a staff, in a family, in a company, can be trusted not to let anything slip through the cracks? Frankly, once you've achieved that, you'll hardly think about whether people are dropping the ball anymore. There will be much bigger things to occupy your attention. But if communication gaps are still an issue, there's likely some layer of frustration and a general nervousness in the culture. Most people feel that without constant babysitting and hand-holding, things could disappear in the system and then blow up at any time. They don't realize that they're feeling this because they've been in this situation so consistently that they relate to it as if it were a permanent law, like gravity. It doesn't have to be that way. I've noticed this for years. Good people who haven't incorporated these behaviors come into my environment, and they stick out like a sore thumb. I've lived with the standards of clear psychic RAM and hard, clean edges on in-baskets for more than 2 decades now. When a note sits idle in someone's in-basket, unprocessed, or when he or she nods, "Yes, I will," in a conversation, but doesn't write anything down, my uh-oh bell rings. This is unacceptable behavior in my world. There are much bigger fish to fry than worrying about leaks in the system. I need to trust that any request or relevant information I put on a voicemail, in an email, in a conversation, or in a written note will get into the other person's system and that it will be processed and organized soon and available for his or her review as an option for action. If the recipient is managing voicemails but not email and paper, I have now been hamstrung to use only his or her trusted medium. That should be unacceptable behavior in any organization that cares about whether things happen with the least amount of effort. When change is required, there must be trust that the initiatives for that change will be dealt with appropriately. Any intact system will ultimately be only as good as its weakest link, and often that Achilles heel is a key person's dulled responsiveness to communications in the system. I especially notice this when I walk around organizations where in-baskets are either non-existent or overflowing and obviously long unprocessed. These cultures usually suffer from serious interruptitis because they can't trust putting communications into the system. Where cultures do have solid systems, down through the level of paper, the clarity is palpable. It's hardly even a conscious concern, and everyone's attention is more focused. The same is true in families that have instituted in-baskets. For the parents, the children, the nanny, the housekeeper, or anyone else with whom family members frequently interact. People often grimace when I tell them that my wife, Catherine, and I put things in each other's in-baskets, even when we're sitting within a few feet of each other. To them, it seems cold and mechanical. Aside from being an act of politeness intended to avoid interrupting the other's work in progress, the practice actually fosters more warmth and freedom between us because mechanical things are being handled in the system instead of tying up our attention in the relationship. Unfortunately, you can't legislate personal systems. Everyone must have his or her own way to deal with what he or she has to deal with. You can, however, hold people accountable for outcomes and for tracking and managing everything that comes their way. And you can give them the information in this book. Then, at least, they'll have no excuse for letting something fall through the cracks. This doesn't mean that everyone has to do everything. I hope I've described a way to relate to our relatively new knowledge-based world that gives room for everyone to have a lot more to do than he or she can do. The critical issue will be to facilitate a constant renegotiation process with all involved so they feel okay about what they're not doing. That's real knowledge work at a more sophisticated level. But there's little hope of getting there without having bulletproof collection systems in play. Remember, you can't renegotiate an agreement with yourself that you can't remember you made, and you certainly can't renegotiate agreements with others that you've lost track of. When groups of people collectively adopt the 100% collection standard, they have a tight ship to sail. It doesn't mean they're sailing in the right direction, or even that they're on the right ship. It just means that the one they're on, in the direction it's going, is doing that with the most efficient energy it can.